This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The tech story of this day comes not out of Silicon Valley or the corridors of high finance in New York, but rather from Round Rock, Texas, and the headquarters of Dell. The now privately held Dell is still the world's third biggest maker of personal computers, and as of today, is the bidder in what would be the biggest dollar value tech deal ever. Dell has made an offer for the data storage company EMC. Our senior tech correspondent Molly Wood is here with the details and the why it matters. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai. How are you?
I'm good. I need you to run me through this, though, right? This whole enterprise computing solutions and storage and virtualization. Help me understand this.
Yeah, it's okay if you feel like it is, as one outlet described it, the boringest merger of all time.
but it's giant, right?
But it's giant, yeah. It is partly interesting just because of the sheer size of the deal. If Dell bought all of EMC, EMC is valued at $50 billion. So it would be, it sounds like, certainly the biggest tech merger or tech leveraged buyout ever. It's also interesting because it's Dell. I mean, Dell is, you know, for a lot of us, the first computer we ever had. It's also gone dark. It took itself private in 2013. It's been quietly getting out of consumer electronics and focusing more on this kind of enterprise, providing services to businesses and this whole cloud computing thing. So it'd be a real turnaround for Dell. And I think a lot of us are weirdly rooting for that.
All right, explore this a little bit, because when Michael Dell took his company private, he piled on a ton of debt. This deal is expensive. What's he going to get out of it? How does this play out well for him?
He did. Yeah, we'll talk about the expensive part later. But, you know, if they pull it off, it's all about cloud computing. And cloud computing, again, sounds really boring, but it's where all the money is in the tech industry right now. And so here's how it's working. Right now, any company that provides these so-called cloud services, let's say it's Apple or it's Amazon, that just means they're storing information on computers that are connected to the internet. They're making sure the information is secure, and then they're serving it up on demand. So if you're Apple or you're Amazon, you can build a private cloud, and somebody like Dell or Microsoft or HP will sell you the computers and some of the software and services that handles all the actual data. But increasingly, more and more companies want to rent a cloud. So they want to keep all the computers and the management and the security stuff, keep that somewhere else. And so EMC and Dell both build servers. They build computers. But EMC does all this data security and software for managing the massive amounts of data. So if Dell combines with EMC, all of a sudden it can say, listen, we have a whole cloud service in a box. We can, and we can sell you the box too.
All right. So back to the dollars and cents of this thing. Michael Dell and the company are leveraged to the hilt. Now they're going to do more debt acquisition to buy this company?
Yeah. Where there is doubt about this deal, that's where it comes in, because Dell has over $11 billion in debt. CNBC reported today that they would need to borrow another $40 billion to make this deal happen.
Wow.
That's, you know, that's the debt load of a small country. So we'll see.
Molly Wood, she's our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.